Listen, girl, the time has come. Tell you how I feel. The time has come, baby. I wanna tell you how I feel. Listen, my emotions running wild. I don't think my heart will ever heal. Listen now, you took all of my money. You got the keys to the new car. Now you're talking about going on the other side of town. I guess you'd be out there just riding some of your dudes around. But let me tell you something. You need to come over here and sit down and talk to Big Daddy, because hey, that don't happen. I'm gonna tell you like it is, girl. Listen. Bring your fine self over here and sit down on my bed. I just wanna talk to you, baby, and tell you how I feel. And look, you're looking so good and fine and stuff. And I like that little short dress you got on, too. Oh, my goodness. Makes me want to holler sometime, girl. Come here. I love what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. Girl, you better stop that. Oh, I love the way you put your body. I don't want you to shake it, because you might break it. That means that big feet have to fix it, too. Oh, you gonna give me my keys back? I appreciate that, honey. I see you done laid down my money, though. You can always come back and get a little bit if you need it. I mean, hey, Big Dad might be fussing, but he didn't, but he still love you. I mean, hey, we talk about it later. Okay, baby. Tell you like it is, okay?
Jay Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall, then blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene. We'll be right back.
know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire, I'm the match, I'm the pyre, I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with the fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows the boat is sinking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like the mama or the dog just died. Everybody's hands are in their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody
ever enjoyed by an Monkees here on the Viva La Mock radio program, wrapping up that first set of music with the Harry Nilsson penned Cuddly Toy. Pulled that off of the Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones LP, which came out, actually, believe it or not, 53 years ago today. Back in 1967, yeah, before the Cuddly Toy, what else was in that set of music? How about Concrete Blonde from 1990 from the Pump Up the Volume soundtrack doing Leonard Cohen's Everybody Knows? Probably my, as a young mockster, probably my first introduction to the music of Leonard Cohen, not even knowing who originally did it. I was a big Concrete Blonde fan, and I was like, oh, this is such a great song. Also played before the Concrete Blonde, how about some Wedding Present doing their version of the theme from Shaft, a song that actually hit number one on this day. Well, maybe not their version, the original version back in 1971. And started the entire set with some Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Why? Because my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you on Friday nights, and people call me the Mockster, so why not play a show called My Name is Mock? Why not? If you have an answer to that, then just don't tell me, because that's what I do. I play that song. It's my kickoff song. It's my theme song, if you will. Got a lot in store for you this evening. We're just starting things off. We're going to do a midnight mock. We do that, guess what? Right around midnight, yeah. See, you're catching on. 11 o'clock, I'll do a radio calendar. I'll do a music calendar, let you know some things going on around town. Yeah, I'm going to try to do a radio calendar and a music calendar. I'm going to let you know some entertainment things that maybe you can do around town. And then in between all that, I'm just playing some music just for you. Songs that you want to hear, songs that I want to hear, songs that neither of us want to hear, but just songs. And then in between some of the songs, I'll talk to you, engage with you. If you like that agenda, then just stay tuned, because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to remind you that Spac Brothers Pizza does join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. I almost said Pizzaburg. Silly me. Spac Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can always call them up at 412-362-SPAK. That's 412-362-7725 or SPACBrothers.com. SPACBrothers.com. And don't forget, on Wednesdays, you can actually listen to better music than what you're hearing tonight. It's called Consolidation with Dan Strange, and it's every Wednesday evening from 7 to 10 here on 88.3 FM. Again, my name is Paul. I do take requests for future shows. That's how I work it during the pandemic. So if you have a request for a future show, you need to send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear. And you can even tell me when. You can be like, hey, Moxter, I'm going to be out of town next weekend. Could you play it on this day? Boom, I can do that. I can do that. Again, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Did you know that today is not only National Nacho Day, which means I should find some sort of nacho song to play for you. It's also National Stress Awareness Day.
They were 18, 24, we told her he'd been to war. She loved him from the minute that he spoke. She took him in, he had her peg. She took a razor to her leg. You can hardly read it through the blood. It said, I love you.
said, catch a ride. Hey, babe, I gotta go. She go down to emergency, and the nurse in the infirmary cleaned it with an antiseptic. We'll be right back.
feel so bad. Everybody seems to like me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Back to the Pinups album from David Bowie for his cover of the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind. You know, I have Friday on my mind. Why? Because it is Friday, and, well, that's basically the reason. So hopefully you don't need another reason. Before the Bowie, also played in their band called Spot 1019 with their song Hubert Humphrey. Would you believe it was on this day, November 6, 1968, that Nixon defeated Hubert Humphrey for the presidency, Vice President Hubert Humphrey. So that made me think, you know what I should do tonight? Throughout the duration of the evening, I'm going to just sprinkle in songs that either name drop a major party presidential candidate who lost, who was not president. So it's not an incumbent. It's just going to be a candidate who lost. I'm going to see if I can just sprinkle that in throughout the evening. But if I can't find something related to a very specific candidate or name drops the candidate, much like a song called Hubert Humphrey, I'll play things like the Ass Ponies' I Love Bob. Because I just did play the Ass Ponies' I Love Bob, and I'm going to throw that out to Bob Dole. What do you think? You on it? You following me with this? Hey, before that, Ass Ponies, I started the entire set from the Yo-Yo album from Bourgeois Tag. I believe 1987 is when that one came out. A song called Stress, because today is National Stress Awareness Day. So I played that Bowie with the Easy Beats cover. Now, the Easy Beats was really a main songwriting team of Vanda and Young. Harry Vanda and George Young. Today is actually George's 73rd birthday. I had to look that up. 73rd birthday. George Young is the older brother. You know it. You know the answer. George Young, Australian band. Yep, he's the older brother of Malcolm and Agnes Young of AC/DC. But what a lot of people don't realize are two things. One is the Moxer just learned this. He and Harry are both name dropped in Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing. Did you know that? So if you think about the song, and you know the song, so just sing it a little bit. So George Young is Guitar George. He knows all the chords. And then the next verse is, and Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. Yeah, that's the George and Harry he's talking about. Why am I blabbling? Well, A, because that's what I do. B, because today's George's birthday. And C is after the Easy Beats in the mid-1970s. They went kind of in a different direction, staying in that pop mode with Flash in the Pan.
The morning was cold and lonely, city lights old and gray. The sun arose and tried to smile, gave it all away. The honky tonk called the stranger, the stranger couldn't pay the bill.
Hailing from the Los Angeles scene back in the late 1970s. That's the Weirdos here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, let me tell you that Weirdos track, I've been wanting to play for at least 3 weeks now, and it just never made the cut. So tonight it made the cut because, you know what? We got the Neutron Bomb. Before that, Swell Maps in there with a another song. I was going to say nothing song, but with another song. I played Swag doing Don't Bring Me Down, an ELO track for you, and start off the entire set with a Flash in the Pan with Hey, St. Peter. We'll go back to that Swall Maps just for a little sidebar. That's Epic Soundtracks of the Swall Maps. Actually passed away at the age of 38 on this day back in 1997. His brother, Nicky Sudden, made up the other part of Swall Maps. And actually, his real name was Kevin Godfrey. What I always liked about Epic Soundtracks is that that was his name, that he gave himself Epic Soundtracks. And then when the Epic record label came out with a soundtrack division, they could not use Epic Soundtracks because he had already copyrighted the name. So they did, but they just put an X at the end of Soundtracks. I don't know if that's the reason why they did it, but I know that that's what happened, and I just always pretty much assume that. So I just spread rumors, spread lies, spread fun onto you. As I was going through interesting things of the days and inspirations for the songs to play, did you know it was on this day back in 1970? So we'll say 50 years ago on this day, Aerosmith played their very first show at a high school. Sadly for you, I'm not a big Aerosmith fan. There's one album I do enjoy from Aerosmith. So I'm going to play some R.E.M. It is indeed Toys in the Attic. It's the Diva Lamont Radio Show.
Hi, Al Harlow of Prism here. You're listening to The Moxster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Recognize it when it's raining on. now you call your lover boy.
Try it! Pick it up! Get them lights away! Try it! Pick it up!
You gotta wonder, was Tommy James so brilliant that he knew in the future this young lady named Joan Jett would just be able to rock the socks off of his songs? That is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with their version, her version. of Hanky Panky here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Also in that set of music, New York Dolls giving you some trash. Before that, how about this? An exclusive track to the WRCT listeners. It's Al Harlow of the Canadian band Prism. New solo release he has. It's not even out yet, but somehow WRCT has managed to get their hands on that single. Courtesy of Al. He said, hey guys, why don't you play it for a while and just see what the fan reaction is. The song is called Let It Go. If you do have a reaction to it, send me an email. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Let me know if you like it. I really, really dug it. And I've played Prism on my show. I remember, actually, I believe somehow I threw them into the my Bryan Adams mock years ago because there is a connection from back in that world. Before the Prism, or before the Al Harlow, actually. It was not Prism. It was Al Solo. Played some REM doing their version of Toys in the Attic. Yeah, the Aerosmith tune. Aerosmith, 50 years ago on this day, played their very first show in a high school. What do you think of that? You know who was at that show? My rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie was. I know he was, because he's at every really cool landmark show. At least he tells me he is, and I have no reason to doubt him. If you doubt him, you should listen to his program Thursday evening. It's called Courts in Session. It's where you're going to hear 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Think of that, Al Harlow. It's new music, classic artist, Prism. See how that works? New music, classic artist. So that is Courts in Session each and every Thursday starting at 8 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Got about an hour before we hit the radio calendar and the music calendar. We're gonna throw a music calendar up this week. Just, I've been told, Mockster, you can do it. I have faith in you. And I said, Mom, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, speaking of thank you, send me a request at that email address I just gave you, WRCTRequest@gmail.com, and I will play said request on a future show.
When the party is too loud, in his guesting bathtub, it was a special project for his 4-H club, but it broke loose out in the middle of the night, and now it's feeding flower children. Wasn't born in 1960.